Okay, so this is first time testing out the new mics and also recording with them and reading out the script. I did have a little trouble with the gain. Went through the menu and saw that the gain was on high, so I changed it to medium. And I realized this because the one, the what do you call this? 1L. 1L was put to minimum, and I was still hearing my voice quite loud. So I changed it, and it worked out well. Okay. Medium, mid gain is best. I did find that the clip on the mic is actually kind of sucks. Anyway, reading the script in the box in room 4 is quite funny. Okay. Media plays a major role in creating our idea of the world. That's no. That kind of sounds like it sucks. Media plays a major role in our world. As cultivation theory states, the more exposure one has to media images. Why have I put images? Oh, because it's a quote. Okay. As cultivation theory states, the more exposure one has to media images, the more likely that their perceptions of reality will be distorted. Or the more media you consume, the more you believe it to be a part of your reality. This can lead to people creating an identity and behaviors towards ideas shown in the media, which can be done consciously or subconsciously. This is becoming an increasing problem with the amount of people online and with the amount of time spent online. Hours spent online has more than doubled from 2005 to 2020. And then editing will show a picture of that stuff. The reason I say this is becoming an increasing problem is because of how cultivation theory works. Due to the amount of people being online, this means that the more people are prone. Hold on. Due to the amount of people being online, this means that more people are prone to being caught out by the deceptions of the media. What I mean by this is that the media can put up shocking. Oh my God. What I mean by this is that the media can put up a shocking title, but through cultivation theory and over time, those titles can become the norm and people believe it to be reality. Things like adverts and how companies advertise their products is a perfect ex. Oh my God, I need to read that again. I need to slow down actually. Things like adverts and how companies advertise their products is a perfect example of how the media can manipulate yours and everyone else's thoughts. Taking a look at these ads from the 1950s, for example, for oh my God. Taking a look at these ads from the 1950s for cigarettes, you can see how vast the difference is between now and then. And the beliefs back then were that cigarettes were good for you because of the adverts made for them. There are no mistakes. The advertising added a doctor in it, although a physician, oh, typo, although a physician, they added it in because of the stigma they hold, meaning like doctors, and white lab coats, uphold a stigma of like health and trustworthiness, and they're intellectuals, so they know what's best almost. So that makes sense why. So what does the media gain from this? Well, the short answer is money, but I guess a better question would be, who does this? Who is the media? I like this quote by the late Robin Williams. Pop. Oh my God. I like this quote by the. Why is that twisting my tongue? I like this quote by the late Robin Williams. Politicians should wear sponsor jackets Politicians should wear sponsor jackets like NASCAR. I'll try and explain this really simply so it isn't boring. The media is lying. Why? To gain money. Why? Because money is good and everyone wants money. So who wants the money? Corporations and businesses. businesses. How can they lie? Through ads. How can they lie? Well, through ads. So then who allows the lying? Well, that would be So who allows the lying? Well, that would be politicians, who also get money for allowing the lies, slash ease of working within laws. A great recent example of this is between Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Elon funded Trump's presidential campaign, and in return, Trump would be more lax on space travel laws. Why? Because Elon Musk owns SpaceX. Anyway, moving swiftly on from politics, because I only care about what it can mean about the media that is shared. The Kuleshov effect. Show Alfred Hitchcock's clip about montage theory. And that will basically explain chopping up individual clips, putting them together to create a story / narrative. Here is an example of how this can be done. Then Joe Rogan clip. It can be completely out of context when mashing up completely independent shots, putting them together, and then create a story. Here is an interview I had with some people where I asked some questions about where they get their news from. Where do you get your news from? How credible do you think it is? And then based on the interviews that I had, ultimately, TikTok is bad and news outlets like the BBC are better because there are news outlets like the BBC are better because they're because they have guidelines and they must follow. I can tie that up. News outlets like the BBC are better because there are guidelines they must follow. Oh, that's why, because I put two they. Yeah, they. They must follow, but that doesn't stop them from sticking to an agenda. Guidelines like the American news outlets as they... Guidelines that the American news outlets follow have more relaxed rules, guidelines, which allow them to play with how they present the news a bit more. For the BBC, if they get the wrong information, they must publicly apologise. There have been criticisms of the BBC, like editing some things out. That shouldn't be one word, not some things. Some things out that may set a certain narrative about someone and then unfairly giving people interviews and not someone else. They may only give facts, but they may not give all the facts. TikTok allows for things to be taken out easier with short-form media. This, paired with a short attention span, allows for misinformation to be spread with ease. The main takeaway I want from this is that in this age of information and technology, it's easy to think that because all the information is out there, that no one would try to deceive. Yet arguably, we're in this era where it is happening more than ever. And with technology advancing, it is becoming even more difficult to decipher what's real and what isn't. So with that in mind, be safe and be aware. Okay. That will need to be brushed up a lot. But with cutting out and actually reciting the lines a bit more, being more comfortable speaking about them, I should be okay.